Please find a comfortable posture. Make sure you are keeping your back straight as much as possible. Gently close your eyes. Think to yourself, Saturday morning, beautiful day. Before I start my day, I am at the temple to take care of myself, my inner well-being. Therefore, I am going to meditate with these like-minded people and monks. We all need this noble time with noble friends. Take a deep, long breath and hold, then release, then relax your body, relax your mind. Maybe you can do take a deep breath and hold, then release. Feel the energy in your body, in your mind. Now think to yourself, I am the temple. Temple means our inner self. Now send your loving thoughts towards yourself, thinking, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be peaceful. Now send your loving thoughts towards your family. Think of them individually by names. If they are loving and kind, if you are very close to them, nothing much you can do for them to practice loving kindness. If you have any difficult family members in your family, this is a very important moment for you to consider of them, how you feel, how they feel. Even you don't know, you can have some idea. If you are disappointed or if you are angry with them, you can ask what is the cause. Why you feel hurt. Is it possible for you to practice loving kindness for those difficult family members? May they be well, may they be happy, may they be peaceful. Now send your loving thoughts towards whole world. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. Now slowly turn your attention to your breath, natural, ordinary breath. mind wanders, which is so beautiful. Be grateful, my mind is wandering. That means you are alive. You are so normal. Only thing you can do, be aware about it. Don't let go your mind into a dark, wrong places. You can try your best to keep your mind in a holy, sacred space. Wholesome space. Now observe your mind, observe your body. Your body is relaxed, your mind is calm, tranquil, and peaceful. Make a strong determination to practice meditation every day, regularly, with diligence and patience. Understand how important this meditation practice is to keep yourself well, happy, peaceful, and balanced. Now you can bring your palms together close to your heart. Make a wish for yourself for the day. May peace be with you. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. Thank you very much. Please open your eyes. Now we are going to do the chant. Today, I am going to dedicate this chanting for Joe and Suzanne for their anniversary. So please, everybody chant with love and mindfulness, sending blessings to them. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sangham saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi buddham saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammam saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi sangham saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saranaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saranaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saranaṃ gacchāmi. Anicca vata saṅkhā uppādavaya dhammino uppajjitvā nirujjanti tesaṁ upa samosuko. Sabbe santa avera hontu. Sabbe santa abhya pajya hontu. Sabbe santa aniga hontu. Sabbe santa sukhi attanam pariharantu. Mano pubbangama dhamma. Mano setta manomaya. Manasa ce paduttena bhasati va karoti va. Tato nam dukkha manveti cakkhaṃ vavahato. Mano pubbangama dhamma. Mano setta manomaya. Manasa ce pasannena bhasati va karoti va tato nam sukha manveti chayava anapayini. We believe.
We believe in generosity towards others. We believe in the skillful, noble path that's marked by generosity. We believe in generosity has many levels. Think generously, speak generously, act generously. We believe generosity is the heart of our spiritual practice, and this practice allows us to become more open, accepting,
Good morning, everybody. Okay, happy to see you all and this beautiful day. So last weekend I was in Omaha and teaching. Then Monday I returned home. Then there were one of our brother monks visiting us. So we had really 3-4 days together. We had the lots of deep conversations and discussions and disagreements and laugh, and we had lots of fun, and three of us. It was a wonderful experience because he's well educated, very academic. That's his background. So however, he has a great knowledge. Therefore, we had the lots of discussions. It is very fun. So after one evening, after we having a discussion, I went to bed. So, I was thinking, processing lot because I was just returned home. Then we had the long different discussions and with him, and as a technique, I'm practicing this many years. Before I'm falling asleep, I'm reflecting, how was my day? What are the things I did? What are the good things I did? What are the weaknesses I have? I think that's a really great practice for all of us who is seeking inner peace. Okay? Otherwise, sitting on the cushion and sit and meditate and go and doing all things again and come next Saturday and sit on the cushion, go back and doing the same thing again, it doesn't make any sense. That means you are wasting your time. So therefore, reflection is a good practice. Okay? So, it doesn't take that much time. While I was reflecting, thought came to my mind, today, my day, when I consider 24 hours, I didn't have any negative, painful thoughts in my mind. I never had the thought, I'm going to hurt somebody. I never had the thought, I'm angry with somebody. All the thoughts, all the actions I did to make myself comfortable and same time make the world comfortable and peaceful experience. Then I had the great joy in my mind. How wonderful I have this time. I don't have any negativities. I don't have any complaints to make. Everything is good. Everything was good. Then I was keep going backward. Now I focus on 24 hours time of the day. Then I go to the second day. Then I was considering that. It was the same. Then I go another day back. Then I was in Omaha. You know, I was keep working all day. It's a very busy weekend. So life is so wonderful. So then I was thinking, how many people can think, how many people can process about their life like this? I didn't have ego about it. I had the humble, peaceful experience in my mind. So therefore, first thing I'm reminding you, if you cannot do the reflection every day, end of the day, even try it once in a while. How do I feel? How I did today? How was my words? How was my speech? How was my action? How was my smile? Very simple things you can consider. It is very important practice. Because we are trying to be awakened. So Buddha means awakened mind. So what it means, we have to keep awake our senses into this present moment. So I know our minds or our senses are awake, but they are not focusing inward. Our senses are awake somehow, but they are focused for outside. Does it make sense? When you are really practicing meditation, if you are going inner journey, that means you are bringing your awareness inward. That means you are keep trying to keep your mind awake. That's why we call the enlightened or nirvana or the Buddha. Same meaning. Buddha, nirvana, enlightenment, awakened mind, all the same word. That means all about your mind. So I want to share you something, wonderful experience I had, because I'm always observer, I'm always listening to people's troubles and the problems, not only mine, and other people too, right? So once in a while people come to me to share about their practice. One man came to see me and he said, Bhante, I want to sit with you, I want to talk to you a few minutes if you have some free time. I said, sure. So then he said, how many years I am practicing? I'm so grateful for my practice. I asked, why you say that? Bhante, I'm the second generation of this country because my people, my parents are came from another country, migrate. Then they were so poor, they came from a European country, they were so poor, my mother and father start the business. You know, first generation come here and maybe you all have some experiences about your family. They are working hard and establishing their life. Then children, they don't know that much hard work, then they have good life because parents work so hard. So then my father and my mother so well in their business. They are so successful. They made lots of money, millions of dollars they made. Then suddenly, we had a very peaceful family. Everybody was so wonderful around my father and my mother. Suddenly, my father had a heart attack and passed away. We never expect that. Then right after that, my mother handling everything. Now, our peaceful family around my father and mother split. Now everybody is fighting for what?
Money.
For money. Everybody was so peaceful, talk nicely, visiting each other. Right after my father passed away, there is no time for my father to organize it for all of us. Now everybody is fighting for money. This is a very sad story. One time, one day, we all at, you know, my mother's house, our home, and we were talking about it. Everybody is arguing and fighting. One of my other brothers, so angry about this situation. He is the controller. He is controlling everything. He needs more. And so in that moment, I said, I don't want even nothing. Even I don't want any penny from my father's money. If I receive something, automatically I accepted it. After fighting, I don't want to receive it. So then he said, in front of his wife and children, whatever you guys want to do, I'm fine. I need more than money, I need peace. Okay? Then brother had the big fight, and husband and wife, they get into the car angrily and driving, got the car accident. Then they died in the same place. Now just imagine. They died in the same place within an hour after they leave. Now I am processing a lot. Why he came to me and talked to me, then he bowed to me and said, Bande, how many years ago I met you? I never come to you and talk about these things. Why I am really meeting you today, I really want to tell you the truth. So many years ago, I am so happy through you, I met the Buddha. If I didn't see the Buddha in me, I never act like this. I am the one going to fight for everything. I have a power to say, I don't want my parents' money. I'm healthy, I'm strong, I can work hard. My wife doesn't like it. My wife said, no, you have to get some. I told my wife, we are fighting and receiving it. Instead of fighting and receiving those money, how about we both go and work so hard and make our own money, then we can be happy about it. Do you think receiving that money with anger, is it important to me? Then, however, he convinced his wife too. Then he came to me and said, I am so grateful to you. I never said this to you. If I didn't meet you, if I didn't see the Buddha, I never act like that. Therefore, I am so grateful to you. I am so grateful to all the teaching last many years I received. Now think about how important our practice, how important our understanding about this journey. Now think about while you are sitting here, finding inner peace, in Woodstock, right now, how many people are in pain, anger, and suffering while you are finding peace? You are the only people in this area? No. There are so many thousands of people, but you are the most luckiest, fortunate person in the world to have this time to come and find inner peace. How beautiful that. People don't have that power. So then I have, while I'm reflecting on myself, I can see what is happening in the world too. Then my last Friday, after I go to Omaha, whole Friday, I went Thursday, then Friday, all day in the morning time, I was working with children, teenagers. They are incarcerated teenagers. They are living in a facility. So their issues are totally different. Most of the difficulties those children are going through in their lives because of parents. I'm telling you, right? Because of the parents. They didn't do anything wrong. Because of their upbringing, their background, parents are gangsters, parents are drug addicts. The wrong intention, they made the babies. They don't know what to do. One mother leaving the child and all escaping. She's 19 years old. She doesn't know how to raise a baby. So, then these children have lots of anger issues. Very early age, they use guns. Now think about their teenagers. I was shocked. Then when I go to that place, they are safely living in that facility. But lots of guidelines and rules for these young men. The moment I looking at them, I saw their abilities, their power, their Buddha nature. So they were sitting with me and meditating. Actually, even staff said, when I'm talking, some difficult teenagers, they were kind of looking like really digesting everything. Is kind of after 10 years later, big rain falling from the sky, like that. So they are so joyful after me because they have lots of rules. When you are communicating with outside, they were asking my email address. They want to communicate. They want to keep the contacts in future. Certain time they have to go back to their families and the parents, whoever they have guardians. They have lots of fear to go back to the world. Then I had that grateful feeling in my heart. Even the end of the day, physically, I am tired. How wonderful I have this power to go and see these beautiful children. I bring a smile to their face. I bring the hope for their lives. Even all the staff members, in the evening then I did the other classes, most of the staff were in my classes too. Then they are keep sharing, these children has a big change. So my point, talking about them, if you change, that's it. You can change the world. I didn't do much. I just show them my love, show them my compassion, my face, my eyes, my smile. I put all my heart into them. They receive it. Then right after I finish it, they took me to prison. Now I'm in the middle of the prison. You know prisons. Getting to the US prison is not easy. You know, hundreds of doors to pass and all the locks, I understand. So then I went to first the women's section. I can see they are confused. Feel that negative energy. Lot of tension. Then I was sit down, I said, I'm going to teach you how to be happy. Then they were kind of all over, you know, sometimes inmate, how they behave, they have some behavioral issues. Then they gathered right away. I said, I'm going to talk to you about how to find peace. When they hear the word peace, they suddenly stop talking. Everybody gathered around me. Then they were sitting. Then I started to talk about self-love, self-caring, all the possibilities. I said, you are so beautiful. I said, I can see each of you when I'm looking at your eyes. I can see little Buddha in you. You are not bad people. Maybe one day in your life, because of your distracted mind, you did something wrong. It doesn't mean rest of your life you are going to be bad. Then I can see, you know, during the meditation I open my eyes and looking at these women, I can see most of them are crying. They feel, they touch. Then I went to the men's section. You know, the men's are, and their behaviors are totally different. They're the thugs type, you know. Even sometimes I don't want to mock it, and sometimes I can act how they behave there. They don't even care. So again I said, I'm going to talk about love. I'm going to talk about kindness. I'm going to talk about compassion. There was a man, African-American man, tall, big. He's kind of looking at me like very funny way. When I say, I'm going to teach you how to practice loving kindness, he always got a shock. He get up. Then there were like 40, 50 inmates. They go walk around, came to the front, grab a chair, sit right here like Nick. Sit in front of me and listening. Then all the guards, all the staff, they are really serious and protecting them because everybody is together. When I am talking, when I am teaching meditation, the people, all the volunteers who walk with me inside the prison, they said, Bande, it is the funniest thing, we coming here always to help these men. Guard never, staff never come and sit with us and meditate. They start to meditate too. Think about the power of the mind, power of the love, power of the compassion. Therefore, I'm asking you, don't underestimate you. Don't underestimate you. You know, I teach them, don't feel you are a bad person. You are not bad. One day in your life, you did one bad action. Name of that action, we cannot label you are bad. Then I said about the story about the Angulimala during the Buddha's time. He killed 999 people. If you remember that story, he killed 999 people. After killing that many people, he became an enlightened monk. Then I said that story. How many people you killed? Then most of people said, none. Maybe they did something else. None. We didn't kill anybody. That means, how wonderful you are. You didn't kill 999 people. One man killed 999 people. Still he became an enlightened monk. So I gave them hope. Now they keep sending me messages. Please come for a whole week to Omaha. I said, not this year anymore. I don't have time. So my point today for you, please use this opportunity. Don't waste your time. I was reflecting myself. I told them too, I used to be a very annoying, angry little monk when I was young. However, little by little, having benefit from other people, the living with great teachers, having a noble community. However, other people helped me, supported me, guided me through this difficult journey. Now think about, because of my journey, how many thousands of people in this country receive benefit? I'm not talking about with egotistical mind. I want to prove how powerful your practice is. If I didn't start my practice, like 45, almost 50 years ago, right? If I didn't start my practice, if I didn't put energy into this practice, if I didn't become a monk, if I didn't go through all the trouble in my life, where are you right now? Where is the Blue Lotus Temple? Do you believe there is going to be a temple in Woodstock? I don't think so. Because of my practice, because of my commitment. Why I say my commitment, just one human being. This is the product. After this, after I made up my mind, after I started, then what happened? All other people came around that energy and built this place. That means you build this place means you build your own mind. If I did it, this is the product. Now you are building it. This is the product. Now you are keep building it. Then you can help so many other people. What I am asking today, after this class, go out, think about your life. What are the things I am going to do today? How I am going to use my energy? How I am going to use my words? How I am going to use my actions? Can you go to bed every night without regrets? These days I am looking for even one regret in my mind to suffer. Still, then I was thinking, I am looking for regrets? That means I want to enjoy suffering? Why I am keep digging to my mind looking for regrets? I want to see, is there even little regrets in my mind? Last few days, I was closely observing, I didn't see even one. So, I can sing a song about it. I did this. Now I am asking you, please go home and sing a song about yourself. I did this. I think if you can sing a song, peaceful song to yourself end of the day, you are very successful person who came to the Blue Lotus Temple. Otherwise, another 100 years you come here, if you are the same difficult, annoying person, good luck. So, what I am asking now, if you see any time what I speak, if I don't act, I am telling Vanti Rahula too all the time, any time, whatever I speak, if you see any time not, I am not put into action, please remind me, that's the best noble friendship. Make sense? If you see me, my weakness, don't talk to other people, oh, Bhante is so bad. Come to me. Tell me, I bow to you. I respect you, I receive this teaching. So we can practice together. Make sense? Therefore, your practice, your inward journey is the most important thing. So now, think about our future little Buddhas. They all are here. Please come forward. Look at them. Okay, have a seat.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing.
Okay, you can sit down. Everybody. Sit down.
So this is the first class of Buddha Kids 2024. Yay! So I want to introduce Katie, Maya Peck, who's also helping us here.
Yeah.
So, do any of the Buddha Kids want to, Estelle, do you want to share? Yeah, okay, cool. Bhante has the mic. You want to go up here?
Okay.
Just share what we did. Anything at all you want to share?
Today in Buddha Kids, we... Yeah, no, I forgot. I don't know. no.
Who wants to share?
No problem. This was, okay. Anybody else?
Today in Buddha Kids, we made common jars. That's what we're holding today. Hey.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
So we made these common jars out of glitter, and there's lots of water, and we put lots of stickers all around them, and it was really fun making them. I forgot.
Oh, it's okay. Good. This is good.
You like this?
Anybody? Oh, you did already. You did already. Bo? Anybody else? Okay. Good.
Okay.
Okay. Give them a hand. Okay, Joe. Yeah.
so I have to look here. We have the donation desk is coming around here. We also have Tap to Give, and we also have our wonderful donation box on the outside. So with that, today's announcement is about Buddha Kids. So for the first time, we're collecting donations specifically for Buddha Kids. If your child participates in Buddha Kids or you feel connected to the mission, please consider donating by using, we have a box. You'll see right here, this kind of green box of donations for Buddha Kids. That's going to be up here today, but from now on, it's going to be mounted downstairs outside the Buddha Kids room like this. And all these funds are used to help their programs downstairs, some supplies, art supplies, everything else like this. This doesn't magically appear, so we have ways of doing this. So upcoming events that we have here, you can check the social hall up here and do the QR codes if you are tech savvy here. Tonight, Diamond and Mark will be hosting their joint Crystal Bowl and Gong meditation. And with that being said, I need everyone's help if we could move the chairs back here like this and cushions up front. I'll help facilitate that later. Bhante Sujatha is hosting a day retreat tomorrow at the temple, September 22nd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We still have some spots left, I believe, for that, but it is actually getting rather full at this. You can use the QR code on the flyer in the social hall, or you can do the gift shop. Bhante Rahula's next Medisouth healing focuses on gratitude and will be held Saturday, September 28th. And the time of that, Bhante?
7 to 8.
7:30, okay.
7.
Sorry, excuse me on that. And our big thing, if you've noticed over here, this is our Art at the Temple fundraiser. So this is Sunday, October 6th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The bidding on all these prints and purchasing is live right now, so you can go on the website and check all that out. There's going to be an artisan market, a silent auction for all these 8x8 canvases, and there's some fantastic work that's done here. Live painting by Dave Caragiana, excuse my pronunciation there, which will be available for raffle and more. You can check out all these and see what's going on here. We also have event t-shirts over here if you were so inclined to do that.
So, Bhante, I want to talk about precepts for a little bit.
Okay, yeah, I'm thinking too. Yeah.
Do you
want to
start?
No, you go. Yeah. And also don't misunderstand why we are taking to the why we are taking precepts to break them. Did you get it?
Yeah.
Right? Why we are taking them to break them. Why? If you are perfect, don't take the precepts. Why we are, right?
That's a really, really good point. I think a lot of people are scared off by the don't taking
intoxicants. Right.
Right? Like that's not saying you can't ever have a drink. It's saying be mindful.
Right.
Yeah,
if you are losing your awareness, right?
Yeah, it doesn't mean you can't have a glass of water.
Right.
And I think I've heard that's the most common question I've gotten in the past decade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you have those questions, please talk to me or him and read the manual we have. You can get lots of information. I think it's very important. Try to make that commitment. If you cannot take the basic 5, take 4 then. Maybe next year you can try other one, something like that. So therefore, if I take the precept, I break them all. And then I try to feel it, how I feel about it. You know, so this is not the guilty-driven journey. Okay? So this is the experience-driven journey. So now you have lots of experience about life. I think maybe this is a good time to take the precepts, right? So one more thing. When you go out, always remember to ring the bell. So that means we are calling for peace. So that means always, please go and put your intention in the Unity Healing Garden, the Healing Unity Garden, we call the hug. Right? How wonderful, right? That's the word hug. We call it hug. So go and give a hug there and put your energy. Even some people didn't come inside the temple when they are walking by, if we are outside. I don't know. Now so many people telling me that right after we open the outdoor meditation garden, all the energy of the temple shift. It is so powerful thing. Everybody feel is different. Even some, you know, he told me yesterday, some people come in very strong religious background, they have their own religion. But when they see this, we are respecting to all the spiritual leaders, people feel connected. People want to try meditation. So my point for you, go and you put your energy, ring the bell 3 times, and that means you are putting your loving kindness into that earth. Then people, whoever come there, they feel good. Yesterday I saw a couple of people are sitting there and kind of trying to practice meditation, which is wonderful. Everybody is trying. Okay, one more thing I want. You have anything?
Just one more thing. Mm-hmm. So Monday and Wednesday nights for meditation 7 to 8 next week, we're going to be having outdoor meditation.
Yeah. Okay, now I have to do a special blessing. Please come forward, Joe and Suzanne. Okay, please sit down here. Okay, so I want to tell a word about them. So, we have a big group of volunteers, right, Rebecca, at the temple. Volunteers working so hard, we don't pay for them. Now think about, we have a great volunteers group. Among them, these two are very important because every week they come here and clean the temple, clean the bathrooms. So therefore, they are the Buddhas, not him. You know, they are the real Buddhas. They are alive Buddha, live Buddhas. This Buddha is already passed away. But they are already live. So therefore, you can see your practice in the different ways. I'm not building their ego right now, right? I'm building their loving heart because I want to appreciate what they are doing. So many other volunteers every day come to the temple and doing lots of work, even this young man who is in front of me, right? Always when we call him, hey Nick, come and do something, always he's coming. How wonderful we have that kind of people. Maybe you are far away, but try your best. Whatever action you do at the temple with love and kindness, that means it's affecting to so many other people around our temple. So today they are celebrating their wedding anniversary. So therefore we are appreciating them. Thank you so much, little Buddhas. So now we are going to give them a blessing. Please come. Yeah, I got them.